Early action would allow our citizens to adjust for any changes and make better plans for their retirement security.
Hi, and welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for fact-based, nonpartisan news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm your host, Holly Hobbs. For many older Americans, Social Security makes up a substantial percentage of their overall retirement income. But significant financial challenges threaten the government's ability to continue paying benefits in full. To tell us more about these shortages is GAO's Chris Nguyen, an expert on retirement security. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Chris, this is our first report in the series about Social Security reform. Maybe you could start us off with, why are we doing this series, and what do we think the urgency is that needs highlighted?
As many of us know, Social Security is a significant source of income for millions of Americans. And 66 million Americans rely on Social Security for either retirement benefits or disability benefits. And for some, Social Security may be the sole source of retirement benefits. The focus of our three-part series is on the retirement benefits, the Old Age and Survivors Insurance Program, because of the financial challenges. We believe that it's important for us to focus on Social Security because of its significance to many Americans, as well as because of the misperceptions about the financial challenges associated with Social Security. So we can clarify these issues and highlight some potential options for solutions.
So what is the Old Age and Survivors Insurance Program, and how does it fit into what we think of as Social Security?
So these are really the benefits that most people think of when they think of Social Security. They make up most of the Social Security program. The Old Age and Survivors Insurance Program provides monthly benefits to retired workers, and in some cases, their dependents and survivors. The program is funded through Social Security payroll taxes, so it's the payroll taxes that pay for our benefits.
If there's money coming in through payroll taxes, why is it at risk of not having enough money to pay full benefits?
So since 2010, the program has been paying more benefits than it has collected in Social Security taxes. So to cover this imbalance, Social Security Administration has had to draw on the program surpluses. So it's the reserve that is projected to be depleted by 2033. So if no action is taken, it's the reserve or the surplus that is projected to be depleted, and at which point the program will not be able to cover full benefits, but rather 77% of the scheduled benefits.
So what are the options for addressing the shortfall?
We have been discussing the imbalance between the benefits and the revenues. These are the elements that would have to be considered for addressing the financial challenges with Social Security. The Social Security Trustees report suggests that early action would be advisable. Also, early action would allow our citizens to adjust for any changes and make better plans for their retirement security.
So Chris just told us that when we think of Social Security in terms of monthly benefits, we're thinking of the Old Age and Survivors Insurance Program, which is at risk of not being able to pay full benefits if action isn't taken. So Chris, since this is just our first report in the series, could you tell us a little bit about our upcoming work?
So the first report covers how the program works, the challenges, and why the need for reform. Our second report will cover the criteria for evaluating options for reforms. And lastly, the third part will cover the proposed actions that have been provided by Congress as well as experts.
When will we get the next reports?
The second and the third reports will be coming out later this summer.
And last question, what's the bottom line of this report?
The bottom line is that early action reduces the stress of change. And based on our analysis of the trustees report, each year of inaction increases the magnitude of the changes that will be needed to ensure that Social Security can contribute to pay for full benefits over the long term. Earlier action, as well as more certainty about future changes, would give our citizens the ability to factor in these changes to their retirement planning.
That was Chris Nguyen talking about GAO's recent report on Social Security reform. Thanks for your time, Chris.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And make sure to leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.